The West African Monetary Zone has donated $1.5 million to Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea. The chairman and president of Benin, Thomas Yayiboni, presented the check to the chairman of ECOWAS, President John Mahama. The money is to support the three countries in their effort to contain the Ebola disease and its impact on their economies. At today's extraordinary meeting in Accra, President Mahama once again threw a challenge to world leaders to step up efforts to help control the deadly Ebola disease. President Mahama reiterated that Ebola is not a West African disease, but a disease of the world. He reminded leaders that it is about time they considered the negative impact the disease will have on the economy of affected countries and the world at large.
For the sake of ourselves and the well-being of our own people, to make available whatever resources are necessary to bring an end to this current epidemic as quickly as possible. In September, when I addressed the United Nations General Assembly, I offered a description of the Ebola virus and the crippling effects the outbreak has had. I have since then offered the same description in other addresses I have given. Just as individuals with Ebola are often shunned and ostracized by their communities, the initial slowness of the response by the international community in many ways left the affected countries to suffer their fate alone. In my travel to those three countries, despite my awareness of the suspension of flights by some air carriers, I was very shocked to find the airports completely vacant. Ebola, I said, is not just a Liberian problem, nor is it a Sierra Leonean or a Guinean problem. It is not just a West African problem. Ebola is a problem that belongs to the world because it is a disease that knows no boundaries. People who have never so much as visited any of the affected countries in West Africa have become infected with the Ebola virus, thus exposing all those with whom they have also come into contact to the possibility of infection. It pleases me to note that despite the initial slowness of response by the international community to the Ebola epidemic, numerous nations and organizations have now come forward with offers of assistance ranging from equipment to food to medical personnel and to financial assistance. I'd like, as chairman of the authority of ECOWAS heads of state, to express my sincere appreciation to all these nations and organizations for the much needed support and interventions. There's still so much more that needs to be done in order for us to help the affected nations continue their fight to contain the spread of Ebola.
President Mahama also touched on the impact the coming of Ebola has so far had on affected countries.
There's one image that comes to my mind, one image that has stayed with me. It was in a documentary that I watched shortly after my visits to Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. In that documentary, shot in Liberia, there was a scene in which there was a child of no more than 4 or 5 years standing alone in the street. The child was confused and hungry, and his cheeks were soaked with tears as he stood forlornly, reaching towards the crowd. The crowd of adults were standing at a distance. Everyone in that crowd could see this child, though most of them were trying to force themselves to look away. Everyone heard the cries of this child, yet not a single person could make an effort to approach him because they were afraid. And that fear transformed this child, who was so desperately in need, into a social pariah. Since the start of this epidemic, Liberia alone has registered more than 2,000 newly orphaned children. This in a country that was already trying to find ways to cope with the children who had been orphaned during the 15-year civil war.
The president of the ECOWAS Commission, Cadre Desire Ouedraogo, extended his condolences to the families of victims of affected countries who have lost their loved ones since the outbreak of the disease. He was of the view that leaders will be committed to help curb the Ebola disease.
While commending the great solidarity you have once again shown in this fight, I salute the memory of the thousands of victims, including national and foreign health workers, and offer our sincere condolences to their families and the people of the affected countries. I also wish to assure you of our commitment to make every effort in that regard and in line with your directives. I take this opportunity to convey our deepest pride in your initiatives since the outbreak of the epidemic. Indeed, in addition to the unprecedented national mobilization and the coordinated actions in your respective countries to contain the epidemic and prevent it from crossing your national borders, you have never for a moment lost sight of the fact that it was a regional challenge. Better still, you have been exemplary in your commitment to collectively address the challenge. Pursuant to your instructions, during the Mediation and Security Council meeting held in March 2014, the ministers described the disease as a security threat to West Africa. You have subsequently confirmed this perception at your 45th Ordinary Summit held here in Accra on 10 July 2014 by requesting the Commission and WHO, the Community Health Institutions, to coordinate the immediate establishment of a regional solidarity fund for the fight against the Ebola virus disease.